This was a really fun podcast today. It was fun. Oh, yay! It was fun! Yay! We had fun. Good. I'm glad.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Popular Science's Techathlon, tech news through games, trivia, and usually friendly competitions. I'm your host, Jason Letterman, and playing along with me today are Corinne, Baked Potato Iozio.
Only acceptable with sour cream.
Stan, Tater Tots Horacek.
Yeah, that's my legal middle name.
And Sandra, Home Fries Gutierrez.
I really prefer McDonald's fries, but whatever.
Sandra, welcome back.
Thank you for having me back.
Of course. Rob is on assignment this week, but he will be back next week when he has recovered from flying in yet another airplane.
Yeah, he's having his face switched using face-off technology.
Oh, God.
With Nick Cage, so yeah. Expect Nicolas Cage on the podcast next week. First up is the Techathlon Techathlon, 10 trivia questions to catch you up on the week's tech news. I'll ask our panel all about what's been happening in the tech world since our last episode. They'll buzz into answering and get points for each question they correctly answer. They'll also have the opportunity to steal any question that their fellow panelists answer incorrectly, as long as it's not true or false or multiple choice. Whoever has the most points at the end of the game will win a plate of McDonald's fries, I guess. So, Sandra, I'm rooting for you.
Yay! I'm going to try this week now.
But a big one, Jason.
Let's get started. Yes, the biggest fries that a dollar can buy. Question number one is multiple choice. Last week, California passed a law that will require app-based companies like Uber, DoorDash, and Postmates to classify contract workers as employees. Some of these companies are fighting back, though, including Uber, which claims this rule does not apply to its drivers. According to the New York Times, how many employees could this new law affect in California? Is it A, 250,000, B, 500,000, C, 750,000, or D, 1 million? Sandra.
750,000.
It's a million.
Oh.
A million contractors or potential employees in California.
That's going to get expensive for them, but you know what? It's kind of the right thing.
Yeah.
It's what's crazy to me is Uber is arguing that drivers are not the main part of its business, that it's a platform for different tech programs, and so it shouldn't have to treat drivers as employees.
Yeah, their statement said something along the lines of, yes, nice law, but too bad it doesn't apply to us, even though it was very clearly aimed directly at us.
Not today, Satan.
Yeah.
Not today, California.
Just following Uber news in general is so, they're always promising hover cars and flying cars and delivering you food that prints out of your computer port or whatever. And then they're like, yeah, the future's coming, but we can't, our drivers aren't our employees. It's wild to me that company can just exist, and it's weird making promises of flying drones, delivering things, but also not being a real company. They lose hundreds of millions of dollars a quarter. I don't know. It's a confusing thing that Uber still exists somehow.
My favorite part of the interview with one of these representatives from Uber was they said, are you worried about lawsuits? And they were like, nah, we have so many lawsuits. It's not a big deal for us to get sued over something
true.
Else.
Oh, yeah. Is it Tuesday again?
Yeah.
They're getting sued by like...
Everybody.
Yeah, everybody. That's a good way to sum it up.
Yeah. Question number two. Okay, let's get to the iPhone news. Apple held its annual iPhone event last Tuesday, and while some rumors like a tile-esque GPS tracker and USB-C charging fell flat, others like extended battery life and new colors were proved to be true. Also, for the third year in a row, we saw three new iPhone models. Can you name them all? Corinne.
The iPhone 11, the iPhone 11 Pro, and the iPhone 11 Pro Max.
That's it.
Yes. Terrible names.
Terrible names.
Awful names. I mean, we've been talking about this a lot around the office. The word pro has become the complete most garbage, meaningless word to tack onto a consumer tech product.
Yeah.
Stan, do you want to go on a rant now?
I teed you up, buddy.
I have a phrase that I really like that I like to think that I made up. I don't know. It's that race cars don't have cup holders, because anytime you use a tool that a true professional uses a lot of, and you don't know how to use it, it sucks. Like if you drive a race car, the ride is really rough and the steering is really hard because it's not meant for the general public. It's meant for people who are professionals. And Apple sort of just uses this moniker of pro to like make people want it. Like that's Apple's thing, is that it's
MacBook Pro, iPad Pro.
People aspire to these things. And, you know, being a pro is what people want to do. So they stick it on there. And the frustrating part about it is that I actually like the way that they're using Pro, because it designates a specific thing now where it's like, okay, you get this extra battery life, you get this camera. Like it actually does mean something. It's just they picked a really dumb word. If they had picked another word like deluxe or something, like, yeah, okay, that makes sense to me. But the word Pro is just, it gets abused so much. The idea that Pro means you get the extra battery and the extra camera, and Max means you get the bigger screen.
Three freaking cameras, because you need it.
Exactly.
Right.
It's Medusa.
All of that makes sense to me in theory, but in practice, it's just a dumb word to pick. I'm going to petition them to pick another. I think deluxe is it. I think I just had a brainstorm.
Yeah.
iPhone deluxe Max.
Deluxe.
Yeah.
Does that come with fries?
I'm into it.
I was thinking the whole time, it's a cheeseburger deluxe.
Can I say in defense of Apple that I really appreciate that they're coming back to the numbers in their iPhone names, because I was lost. So I appreciate the iPhone 11. Like, that's something I can understand.
No, X was just confusing. Like,
no, that's...
I know it meant 10.
Yeah, let's just keep the numbers.
Everybody who I spoke to last year, like, they knew it was an iPhone 10R, but it was the XR as far as the general public was concerned.
I was at a smartphone store for a service provider where they sell smartphones. The guy who was selling the smartphone said, oh, what do you have, an XR? And I was like, don't you mean 10R? Because I was that guy that day, apparently. And he goes, yeah, I could say that, but then no one would know what I'm talking about. He's like, literally everyone says XR, XS. So,
for a bonus point, how many color options are there in this generation of iPhone, including duplicates across different devices? Sandra.
Six, and I can name them.
That's for the iPhone 11, so I'll let you name them. Go ahead.
Yes, black, white, yellow, lilac, mint, and red. Did I say red?
That's it. Those are the six: black, white, yellow, green, purple, and red for product red.
I'm sorry, you didn't say product red.
Oh.
It's capital red.
Can anybody name the, I'll give another bonus point if you can name the four different colors for the iPhone 11 Pro and Pro Max. Sandra.
Yes, it's space gray. It's black, gold, that green weirdy one, but I don't know the actual name of it.
Yeah, no, that's it. Midnight green.
Midnight green. It's a really pretty shade of green, I must say.
I really like it in the press photos, and then when I see actual pictures of it from other reporters, I do not think it's as pretty.
I can't believe Sandra has 23 points
already. I know.
I really like the Galaxy Note 10 Plus that I have from Samsung right now. It has their like mirrored back that almost looks like the bottom of a CD. Like that one's really cool.
It's technically called iridescent.
Yeah, right. Iridescent. That's right. And it's really cool, but it makes it about as slippery as a bar of soap. So I dropped it. And sorry, Samsung, but there's a scratch on it.
That's the problem with colored phones and like cool backs is like, I'm just going to put a case on it anyway.
Yeah,
which is Apple, to be fair, addressed that and said, we're making official clear cases now.
I have a really cool case for mine. It's like a leather one. I just found out today, actually, that it's called, quote, Cape Cod Blue. And I really like it. And then I immediately found out that if I get the iPhone 11 Pro Max, that they don't make Cape Cod Blue leather case for it. So I'll have to go with lemon, which I like, but not as much.
Question number three. Three seems to be a magic number for Apple. In addition to phones, it announced it would launch three new health studies after the success of last year's heart study in conjunction with Stanford. You can have a point for each one that you can tell me the subject of the study. Sandra.
Okay, women's health, there's one.
That's one.
I'm blanking. I'm going to say heart health or something like that.
Heart health and mobility.
Yes, and yeah, I can name the other one.
It's not sleep, because that's the one I wanted.
It's not sleep, and that was a big rumor that sleep tracking was coming to the Apple Watch.
I know the one that I wanted was not the one that they announced, so.
Yeah, I can't remember the third thing.
It's a hearing health study.
Oh.
It's going to monitor how loud things are and tell you if things are too loud for your ears.
The Apple Watch, whatever the last generation was when it jumped the shark into territory where I'm scared of it, because it became too much of a medical device where it can actually detect your weird heart rhythms. And that's scary to me. Like the other one being able to detect your heart rate, I was okay with. But once it became like, now we know if you're dying. Like before it was like, we know you're a sedentary garbage. And I was okay with that. But the other one was like, now you're like a sick person.
Like you're going to get a notification when it's like, oh, you're about to have a heart attack.
Yeah. So like the what is it? The Apple Watch 3 or
4.
Whatever. Well, that was the one where they started doing the heart stuff. And
yeah.
The 5 is the new one.
Right.
So 3 was the sweet spot for me where it was like trying to help you get healthy, but it'll just let me die in peace.
They had that whole montage where people were writing to Tim Cook and saying the Apple Watch saved my life.
Stick that in your craw, Stan.
I won't. I will die spitefully with my Apple Watch 3 sitting at home uncharged.
Question number 4. This is the last Apple event question of the round. Apple introduced 4K video to the front-facing camera and introduced what very quickly mocked term for sped-down front-facing videos that they encouraged users to take?
Oh, God. It's so dumb. What was it?
Stan.
I actually don't know how to say it because I only read the words, but it's a slow-fi.
Slow-fi.
Slow-fi. Is that
slow-fi,
what it is?
Like a slow-mo selfie.
Oh, my God.
Right.
Do we need that?
No. Hard no.
Slow-mo selfie is actually kind of catchy, and slow-fi sounds very vague and oddly, like, offensive.
Yeah.
I think it was Alex Fitzpatrick from Time who said, I can't wait for this to become the next insufferable Instagram trend.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? That's one of the things you're about to see as these new phones roll out. You're about to see a bunch of things pop up in your Instagram feed that are going to be exclusively Apple's fault. One, because the iPhone 11 Pro has a super wide angle camera, and things when you shoot with this super wide angle camera look ridiculous and cartoony because there's a lot of distortion and everything.
Yeah, you get it like a fisheye effect.
Yeah, but people think it, you know, we used to hear a lot when I worked at Vafoto that it looked, quote, striking because you're not used to it. So you're like, wow, look at all the stuff in this picture. So you're about to see a lot of that. And I bet you're about to see a lot of slow motion selfies because slow motion stuff looks really cool. Like, whether it's annoying or not.
The first 800,000 times you see it.
Yeah. For the next month or so, that's what you're going to see in your feed, and then it'll die down.
Yeah. Apple's about to take over your Instagram for a little while.
Question number 5. In honor of National Recovery Month, Google launched a new site called Recover Together. The site will make it easier to, quote, connect people with crucial recovery resources near their address or current location. Can you name either of the 2 main features of the site which Google announced in its company blog last week?
I mean, are they telling them, like, the locations of meetings?
That's one, recovery locator tool.
Okay.
It gives the location of 83,000 support meetings like Alcoholics Anonymous and Narcotics Anonymous. The second one is another point that's up for grabs if anyone can do it. I only asked for one. The second one is a naxalone locator tool, so the opioid overdose reversal drug. You can just type Naxalone near me into the website, and it will give you a list of 20,000 pharmacies, including CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens across all 50 states.
This is a cool thing for them to do. I mean,
yeah.
Anytime big companies use their big, giant money to do something that actually does help and doesn't really seem to benefit them, then you know what? You got to give them credit for it. Otherwise, when you make fun of them, it doesn't bite enough.
You can learn more and see the website for yourself at g.co/recovertogether. Number 6. Normally on this show, we're all about updating to the latest available software, but a recent Windows update known as KB4512941 is causing issues for some Windows 10 PCs. It spikes the CPU, running it up between 80 and 90% or more, and does what to the display?
Yeah, as a Windows user, I should know this, and I don't.
Stan.
I don't know. It knocks the resolution down?
No, that's not it.
All right.
Corinne, Sandra, you want to take a guess?
It dims the display?
Doesn't dim the display.
These are all good ideas to mess with people, though.
Yeah.
Okay, Sandra.
Does it warp the image of the display at some point?
You guys aren't quite getting it close enough. It turns the display bright red or orange.
Mm. Ooh, that's upsetting.
Yeah.
One time when I was in college, I went into my roommate's room while he was taking a shower, and I thought it would be funny to just pound on his keyboard real hard with my fist. And I, in doing so...
You know, that classic prank where you punch someone's keyboard.
And in doing so, I must have punched the right number of keys that turned his screen, the picture on his screen, upside down. And I started laughing hysterically because he came out and was screaming at me, and he's like, fix it, fix it. And I was like, I don't know how to fix it, dude. So, and he was like... He was like, well, call IT. And I was like, no. So he took his big monitor, the big CRT monitor when I was in college, and turned it upside down and then used the mouse backwards so he could look up the number to the IT department and call them and be like, my roommate punched my keyboard until the picture on the screen turned upside down. And they helped him fix it. It was one of my – I almost died laughing. I almost asphyxiated. It was so funny.
That's amazing.
It was really good.
Question number 7. We're pretty close to the release of iOS 13, and one of the highly anticipated features is a pop-up that will tell users when apps are collecting their information in the background. What app, known for privacy issues and collecting information from users, issued a blog post ahead of the release detailing how it collects data? Stan.
Is it Facebook?
It's Facebook.
Of course it was.
They know that this is coming and they're trying to get ahead of it was basically the whole point.
They just mea culpa'd the whole thing?
Yeah, the pop-up, and you'll see it, iOS users, when you update, says, app has collected your data 6 times in the background in the last hour. Do you want to continue letting it collect? So I have a feeling we're going to see Facebook pop up a lot on our phones pretty soon.
This is one of those issues where we're going to go backwards and people are going to be like, yes, I want to know what's happening at all times. But what's actually happening is so insanely complicated that people, it's like when people say, I should know how much money Facebook makes using my personal information to sell ads to companies. I'm like, what are you going to do with that information? Like, what is it? Facebook made $6 last month targeting you with ads. And you're like, well, I should get $3 of that or something. Right. I don't know. That argument just doesn't go anywhere. I think people should know, but I just don't know what they're going to do with that information.
Yeah. They're just going to end up dismissing the notifications at the end.
That's exactly what's going to happen.
Just clear it, clear it, clear it.
Exactly.
Question number 8. Which fast food chain bought an AI company last week that is trying to speed up drive-through ordering systems through automation? Corinne.
McDonald's.
It's McDonald's. This is their third tech venture this year, and it's the second that had to do with drive-throughs and machine learning.
Whatever cuts down the amount of time between me leaving my house and getting a McChicken shoved in my face is it's okay with me. That's how we've chosen to use technology, then sold.
I second that with a quarter pounder with cheese.
Yes.
You know what they call a quarter pounder with cheese in France?
I knew this. Are you going to give me points if I get it?
No.
It's a Royale with cheese.
Yeah, the Royale with cheese. Oh, man.
Number 9. One of the biggest issues with digital assistants is that they don't always have the answers you're looking for or properly respond to you. To fix that, Amazon is opening up its program to let everyone submit responses to questions for the company's smart assistant. Can you name the program, which started last December in an invite-only beta?
Well, that was a yes or no question. No, I cannot name the program.
Name the program.
There it is.
Stan.
I actually don't know. I know I read all about this, but I didn't remember. Is it Alexa Answers? That's what I would
Alexa
call it.
Alexa Answers, yeah, that's okay. It.
Yes.
Well, no way this can go wrong, letting people submit their own answers to Alexa.
Of course not.
I mean, let's look back on the huge success that was Yahoo Answers.
Question number 10, the final question of the round. Speaking of things not going wrong with AI, you might remember a few years back when Microsoft released a chatbot named Tay. Microsoft allowed the public to train the AI through conversations, and within 24 hours, it was giving racist responses. According to a report, a book from Microsoft President Brad Smith reveals which celebrity threatened legal action against the company over the bot.
What? Its name was, was it Tay Diggs?
It was not Tay Diggs, but that's a great guess.
Yeah.
I'll give you a hint. He's on the right track.
What?
What could that mean?
He named a human person celebrity.
His reasoning is along the right lines of who he's thinking about.
Okay, well,
Okay.
Now he knows.
You want to give it another guess?
Is it Taylor Swift?
It's Taylor Swift.
Of course it is.
Her team was not happy that the name Tay was associated with a racist AI.
Wow. Did I win?
So the final score in the decathlon, Corinne has 3 points. Stan has 3 points. Sandra has 4 points.
Yes!
Sandra, congratulations.
Thank you.
The decathlon.
Sandra knows all the colors.
Remind me later, and I will get you those McDonald's fries.
Oh, I'm going to take your word for it.
We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after this. Welcome back. No one on this podcast would ever lie to you, and every piece of advice we've ever given, we follow to the letter. At least, that's what we'd like you to believe. Today, however, we're going to put our honesty to the test, and frankly, I think we're all a little bit worried about how it's going to go.
Yeah, you certainly should be worried. So earlier this week, Hasbro sent me a copy of its new lie detector game. It's a party game made for having fun, but the company claims it's actually able to tell when a person is lying based on the tone and quality of their voice. Is it super accurate? Almost certainly not, but it's a great opportunity for us to shame each other about our bad digital habits. I'll ask each one of you a question, and if you answer honestly, according to the machine, you'll get a point. If not, everyone will make fun of you, and you'll be sad and embarrassed.
So regardless of whether or not we're telling the truth, if the machine says it's true, it's a point.
Yeah, the machine knows.
The machine, and if the machine says it's a lie, even if it's the truth, no point.
Yeah, you're lying then.
Okay.
Who wants to go? Corinne, you want to go first?
Sure.
All right, so this is how we do it. I'm going to ask you the question.
All right, this thing looks like a dragnet prop briefcase.
It looks like every... This is going to sound so bad. Like every prop suitcase bomb on 24.
Yeah. Absolutely. And there's like these fake audiogram lines that are glowing red and pulsing at me. It's all very...
Half are green, half are red.
Yeah. So, Corinne, there's a button on the top there. You see that red button on the top?
Uh-huh.
Yep, that's it. So I'm going to ask you the question.
Uh-huh.
You're going to push the button.
Uh-huh.
It's going to beep once.
Uh-huh.
You're going to say yes or no. And then it's going to beep twice, and then it's going to tell us if you're lying or not.
Okay.
Okay?
So only yes or no questions is thinking.
Only yes or no questions.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, Corinne, question number one.
Okay.
Do you have any unanswered texts on your phone right now?
No.
Oh, you're telling the truth.
I am so telling the truth.
There you go. You get a point.
Yay.
Jason, are you ready for the next question?
I'm ready.
Jason, do you hate follow anyone on Twitter just to see their stupid idiot tweets?
No.
Oh, Jason telling the truth too.
Mm.
Wow.
I'm not going to hate follow. If I think their tweets are stupid but funny, I'll follow them. I'm not going to hate follow them.
All right. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
For the next one. Okay. Question number three. Are all of your devices, like your phone and your computer, up to date with the latest security patches?
Yes.
Man, everybody is so honest and good. I am so glad I'm not playing this game. I would have been wrecked by now. Corinne,
mm-hmm.
Have you ever opened an incognito window in your browser to Google something stupid or embarrassing?
Yes. I'm not going to tell you what.
I like it, though. I like that you were forthcoming about it. I think this is good for all of us.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's really, really helping us in a because I definitely do that at least once a week.
Oh, yeah. I did it this morning.
Do you do it in incognito? Like, I have no shame.
All right. Jason.
Should I deliberately lie? Should we test it?
I try this one.
All right.
All right. Jason. Have you ever used an annoying friend's email address instead of your own when signing up for a service that you knew would result in a bunch of spam?
Yes.
Wow.
Were you lying?
Oh my God,
I was lying.
Jason.
I just have a spam email account that I use for that.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. It got it right, though.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, it did.
Yeah.
Like, if nothing else, that validates that this is a law.
This is pure perfect science.
This is a legally binding thing that we're doing right now.
Good for you, Hasbro.
So if any of you admit to a crime.
Yeah, FBI, we've got you covered with Hasbro.
Yep.
Okay. Sandra, your question is, Where were you when JFK was killed? All right. Your actual question is, have you resisted the urge to buy cheap charging cables online and stuck to pricey first-party chargers as recommended by the manufacturer?
No.
Wow.
Cheap cables for the win.
It's on, it's on tape now. All right, Corinne, this is your question. Do you use the eject feature on your computer before removing a thumb drive?
No.
Wow. This is great. You guys are being so open and honest.
Yeah, yeah.
This is really a safe
space. We all want to win. The more honest
yeah,
you are.
That's the thing.
I deliberately lied, and now I'm going to lose because of it.
That's right, you are. That's really good. All right, Jason, have you ever talked on a speakerphone in public when it wasn't really necessary?
No. I don't think I have, anyway.
Oh, yes. Guilty. Straight to
you
jail.
You knew you were
you.
Lying on the inside.
Yeah, no. 100% binding.
Now you lost the game and you're a bad person. All right, Sandra, have you ever actually read a single terms of service document when signing up for something?
Yes.
No way.
No way.
No way.
No way.
Oh, she's the lie detector.
She beat it.
Now it's a fact.
You just Costanza'd the lie detector.
Yes. Of course, I haven't.
Corinne.
Yeah, give me it.
Have you ever posted something vague on social media just to get attention?
Well, I've been on social media a long time. Yes. Oh.
Oh,
wow.
I was totally telling the truth. I was on Facebook when I was 22 and tried to manipulate people.
<You're> like, legally binding. You've never done it now.
Never done it.
I guess this too will pass. Taking Back Sunday lyrics.
Having a bad day. Don't want to talk about it.
All right, Jason, here we go. Have you ever taken more than 5 different versions of a selfie before getting the one you felt good about posting?
Yes. It was on a Razer phone, which did not have a front-facing camera, so I had to turn the phone around to keep taking it until there was one that was decent.
Wow. So we're really digging back into everyone's horrible past.
Oh, I did that last week.
Yeah, I did that this morning.
Oh, really? All of mine
with a front-facing camera.
Man, I am a one-shotter, man. One take. I'm like George Clooney.
It's just
Frank Sinatra. And done.
We all don't have those amazing skills you have.
The natural grace of Stan Horacek.
Mm-hmm. All right, last one.
Okay.
Have you ever ordered anything from Amazon in a compromised state and then been surprised when it showed up?
No.
Wow.
Okay, I was telling the truth. I swear.
Or tomorrow, something's going to show up at your house.
You just don't know it yet.
And you're going to be like, why did I buy 11 packages of sun-made raisins.
Not only is it 100% accurate, it can also tell the future.
So clearly, I think Corinne won because she told the truth the most.
I did.
And Jason lost, and everyone can tweet at him and make fun of him.
Yeah, go ahead, do it.
This was very fun because I did not have to be a part of it.
Yeah, you're going to... This is not the only instance of the shame game, Stan.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to really taking it on the chin next time this happens. There you go. $30 Hasbro lie detector. And be warned, if you buy this thing for fun at a party, some of the questions are very scandalous. So my suggestion, make up your own questions and then invite Jason over because you will definitely beat him at the game.
Thanks, Stan. Let's move on to our final game of the episode. It's time for a whole new type of embarrassment for the panel. A big part of Apple's announcement last week was focused on the launch of Apple TV Plus, the company's new streaming TV service. Not to be overshadowed by the other giants in the space, Apple's also announced a plethora of content and content partners that will appear on the service.
Yep, because that's exactly what we need. Another streaming service that we all get to subscribe to and then pay for and forget whether or not we're still subscribed and paying for it. Because everybody loves to dump on traditional terrestrial cable TV. You know, I want it a la carte. I just want to pick the channels that I want. But now that we have streaming, we basically have that. And it gets really, really confusing to keep track of everything, but also to even remember what original content is on which channel. So now that we're all living the a la carte life that we've asked for, we're going to play a quick rapid-fire game to see how well you guys know which of your streaming channels you need to go to watch your favorite shows. I'm just going to name a show. You got to tell me what streaming service it is on. The big players are the primary ones in here, Amazon, Hulu, and Netflix. But I do have a little bit of a gotcha question for each of you. We'll see how you do.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. All right, Sandra, you're first.
Okay.
The Man in the High Castle.
Amazon.
Yes. Stan, Future Man.
Gosh darn it. I don't know. Pass.
It's Hulu, and it's hilarious. Everybody should watch it. Jason, Narcos.
Netflix.
Yes. Sandra, Master of None.
Netflix.
Yes. Stan, The Get Down.
I thought that was on HBO, so I don't know.
It's Netflix. It's the Baz Luhrmann thing. All right, Jason, Patriot.
Amazon.
Yes. Sandra, Planet of the Apes.
Hulu?
Apple TV Plus.
Oh, I fell for it.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
Stan, Jailbait.
You guys know I live in a bus in the woods, right? Like, I didn't have the internet there. Amazon?
Crackle.
Oh, right. I've heard of that one.
Yeah.
That's the Sony thing. All yeah. right. Jason, Ozark.
Netflix.
Yes. Sandra, The Romanoffs.
Netflix.
Amazon.
Oh.
Stan, Big Mouth.
Oh, yeah, that's on Netflix. I've watched that one.
The show is really freaking good.
It's amazing.
Right. The new season is coming out soon.
Yes. Jason, Mozart in the Jungle.
Amazon.
Yes.
That's a show?
Yeah.
Yes.
Ran for 3 seasons?
3 seasons is about a young woman who plays oboe and she wants to play in the Philharmonic. It's lovely. Anyway, Sandra, Dead to Me.
Oh, Netflix?
Yes.
Also a good series.
Stan, Pen 15, which if you just glance at it, looks like penis.
Oh, that's on Hulu because my daughter wants to watch it and I won't let her. It's a source of real familiar tension.
All right. And Jason, Cobra Kai.
YouTube Red.
Yes. So Jason watches way too much television.
Correct.
Jason got 5 out of 5, Sandra got 3 out of 5, and Stan got 2.
Wow. I would have got Letterkenny right. No one asked me that one.
I was literally waiting for Letterkenny.
So was I. That's a Hulu one.
Yep.
3 points.
Mm-hmm. So good for you, Jason, but also,
Okay.
Thank you, and I thank you not to judge me for my lifestyle as well.
I mean, you have to watch something when The Bachelor's between seasons, right?
Exactly. Thank you all for listening and playing along. We'll catch you next week for another super fun edition of Popular Sciences Techathlon. Techathlon is a popular science podcast. We're available on all major podcast platforms, so subscribe wherever you're listening now. And if you like what you hear, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. It will help other people to find the show. You can buy our merch, including t-shirts, tote bags, and mugs at popsci.threadless.com. The show is produced by the entire PopSci tech team and me, Jason Letterman. Our theme music is by Billy Cadden. If you have questions, suggestions, or opinions to share, tweet us at Techathlon Show. Thanks for listening.